No worries today, Hugh. It's all about hope today. Training camp.
Optimism.
It's here. The Eagles are back. You know what I can't wait for is starting tomorrow?
What's that? One of my
favorite things every single summer. And that will be our guy, Elliot Shore Parks.
I was about to say chart and plays.
Chart and plays.
Man.
Jalen stats every single day at camp. And Kenny Pickett. I mean, we'll have the Eagles quarterback.
Mr. Two Gloves himself.
Stat report starting tomorrow on the show. Before we go any further, we do need to give the people a second clue here for Hugh's Clues. But we have to give a big thank you to our friends over at Wendy's for a ton of amazing. They brought
food,
us,
man.
I mean, I think they brought everything today. We have burgers, chicken sandwiches, fries.
Chicken nuggets. They got some nuggets.
Yes, the saucy nugs, the triple berry frosty. Right now, Wendy's enjoy 7 saucy nugs flavors from buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, and even spicy ghost pepper. No matter what flavor you're craving, Wendy's has you covered. Get to your local Wendy's today and try all this amazing food for yourself. What do you have? You got a burger?
I got a burger. I didn't get the saucy nugs because, you know,
ripped the saucy nugs.
What sauce you got on there?
So I got the garlic parm today. Last time I got the buffalo. This time I wanted to switch it up and get the garlic parm.
I wonder how spicy the spicy ghost pepper is.
Anytime, and you got anything that says ghost pepper,
I don't know if I'm willing to be the guinea pig on that.
Yeah, I ain't trying to see what that's about. I ain't trying to live that life.
I usually live that life. I like the spicy stuff. So we appreciate Wendy's coming by with this and great, great food here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Ruben tomorrow this morning, and then we'll give you another clue for Hugh's Clues. Ruben this morning on with the morning show, talking about Ranger Suarez and why we should be optimistic he's going to find his high level again.
Slow it down. The man has never logged this many innings in the first part of the season in his career. He is still getting through that process. There is a dead arm period for guys. It happens. It's real. He logged so many innings. It was so good that he, I mean, nobody is this good for 32 starts. It's not happening.
How long does the dip down last?
It can be like 3 or 4 starts.
Okay, so he's probably almost through
why
it at this point.
That's why my biggest thing was to watch him pitch and to watch his effort level, because you could see that he was much more like his first 2 months than his last month.
So
in the way the ball was coming out of his hand, the way his arm was working, his command, all those things were much closer to where he was early in the season.
I thought that was pretty strong by Ruben Amaro. I'm really telling everyone to calm down about the Ranger concern, and he was more encouraged last night than discouraged. And we could be real; it wasn't last night great, but it was better than the last 3 or 4.
Yeah, and it was one of those things where it was good enough to win if you'd had a little bit more offense.
Yep.
If you'd had a little bit more offense, you would have been in a position to win that game.
I also think we need to probably
pump the brakes.
Well, I think we just need to take a deep breath on what Ranger is. Like, I Ruben's right. He's not Roy Halladay, right? He's not Clayton Kershaw. Ranger Suarez probably wasn't going to pitch to a 1-something ERA for 6 months. And you look at Ranger Suarez right now, and this is including last night and the bad few starts he had, he has a 2.87 ERA. I mean, if I had told you before the season, what's today's date, July 22nd or whatever, July 23rd, then on July 23rd, Ranger Suarez would have a 2.87 earned run average. Every single person
get out of town
would have said what? Or I'll take that, of course.
So all day.
I'm with Ruben on this. As long as he's healthy, that's the key. And it seemed like with the way he threw last night, I think he is because he was throwing pretty hard.
Yeah, because he had Tidy back a little early on, and it seemed like he's getting over that a little bit. So yeah, he looks pretty healthy.
He's not my issue with last night. It's really the offense. I mean, my concern right now is an offense with the Phillies that goes up, that goes down, that goes up, that goes down, and you get past 4 in that lineup, and it looks pretty thin most nights. Again, I'm going to give JT a few weeks to find his footing again because he just came right back. But 6, 7, 8, 9. It's kind of blah. I mean, you got Castellanos, Stott, who's had a miserable 2 months, Weston Wilson, Johan Rojas. They need to go get a bat. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, I think we need to get the people a little help here with this second clue. So,
yes, people are starting to ask me, what's that second clue?
All right, we got a 4-pack of tickets we're giving away today. Reading Phillies coming up, First Energy Stadium, Tuesday, August 13th. First 2,000 adults in the park that night receive an Alec Bohm bobblehead. For tickets, readingphillies.com. We got a 4-pack for you today. All right, so first clue today was?
Yes, the first clue was he's a famous Olympian.
Second clue.
Or they are a famous Olympian, I should say it like that. The second clue is that, I guess this kind of gives it away, they were drafted in the NFL. They were drafted in the NFL.
I don't think it gives it away. I have to imagine quite a few Olympians were drafted into pro sports. Now, very few make it, right, and are able to do something unique and play a pro sport. But all right, so this guy was drafted into the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines here. There's your second clue. This person drafted into the NFL, and they're a famous Olympian. Jerry is up next. Hey, Jerry.
Jerry.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jerry?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing well, Jerry. What are you thinking?
All right, well, I got one little sentimental thing. I actually went past my accident site this morning and stopped by it, and I couldn't believe that I'm still talking to you guys and what I saw during the daylight. It was kind of surreal of what I saw and where I ended up at the bottom of this bridge. It'll be a year ago coming up August 5th.
Wow, Jerry, so, that's pretty powerful. Now, did you go there on purpose to like kind of see it and take it all in, or were you just in the area again and you drove past it?
I had to go by there. I'm heading to Florida, heading to Palm Beach, and I had to come down 65 South, and I actually stayed on the opposite side of the road last night, and then when I got back on the interstate, I literally stopped and was right where the spot was, like where I pulled over to kind of look and take in everything and kind of see the trees that I went through, the bridge that I hit. They still haven't fixed the bridge, but they fixed the guardrail up to the bridge that I took out the chunk of. So it was kind of weird.
Jerry, I can only imagine. Well, listen, we're almost a year later. We're so glad that you're with us here, and it all worked out. Okay.
And 94 WIP got me through everything. I mean, it was, you guys really got me through the whole thing. Sorry to get a little upset.
No, it's all right. No, it's cool.
Don't move it for me.
Don't worry about it, Jerry.
So, all right. So I'm gonna go on the opposite end of the scale here. The Phillies now. The last couple games, and I was kind of making a funny with Kyle that Harper's been putting up some Bobby Abreu numbers the last couple games because he's not getting any help. The home run in the ninth inning, and then you got last night he had a two-run homer, but then we only get three hits afterwards. Even though that was early in the game, but I just kind of thought it was, he's putting up hollow numbers right now because the whole team's in a slump except for him, I guess.
Yeah, well, that one on Sunday, certainly that's a good point on a Bobby Abreu kind of home run. Like, it counted, it was a homer, but it didn't affect the game at all.
Right, just padding the stats, and hey, that's how it is, that's how good he is. So, and one thing on Ranger, we all thought, he's, in my eyes, he's an average, I guess, not. I'll just say an average pitcher, to above average pitcher. I just think he got into some kind of crazy groove that nobody could touch him for those 10 games that he pitched. And now he's just kind of seemed like come back to earth.
You're talking about Ranger?
He might have got some dead on there. I mean, he pitched a lot of innings. Plus pitching from, I guess, pitching the World Baseball Classic last year and all that. But,
I think he'll be fine. But Hugh has another theory on the Ranger. Are you still on your theory?
Yeah, because they said his back was a little tight one time. But he's getting over it. I mean, like, man, having your family come to town and stay with you. I mean, he hasn't seen him in a while.
That's hard.
I'm telling you, man, that's a hard thing to have happen.
Yeah, because he's trying to live up to everything.
Yeah, he's trying to live up to expectations.
Well, the other thing on that, too, is, his routine might be off. You think about it, like he's probably has a routine of, whatever, how he goes about his in between starts this day, and now he's got his family here. I mean, that's going to change his routine.
Tighten your back up.
That could happen too.
And one point on the Eagles, real quick, before I give you my answer for who's clues. I think they're going to put all this baloney behind them and play football. I don't know much about the coordinators that we got, but apparently they're way better than what we had last year just on track record. But I'm kind of excited that football's starting,
It's an exciting, Jerry, it's an exciting time. And their track record is way longer, both Moore and Vic Fangio compared to last year. All right, Jerry, give us your guess here. Hugh's clues, famous Olympian. What are you thinking?
Yeah, he was drafted in the NFL. He had to be a wide receiver. And the guy, what was his name?
I like how he talked through this, though.
Yeah, he's thinking through it.
It's got to be a wide receiver because they're the only ones that usually get drafted and they're sprinters.
Mm.
But I can't, man, I'm trying to, it's not Carl Lewis. I can't think of the guys. I can't think of the name, dude. Guys, I'm sorry. But I don't have a true answer, but I know he, I'm just going to tell you that he was a sprinter.
All right,
but I
Jerry.
Can't.
Okay.
Jerry, you got it, buddy. Jerry, we appreciate it.
That's a bad way to go out.
No,
no,
it's
cool. Right, it's cool. So that, so you're not giving a guess?
Yeah, he said he didn't have one. Which
okay.
He tried to, he worked through it, but he didn't give the, he didn't give the guess. He just was working through his whole spiel there. All right. The point he made on Ranger, and I don't think Jerry's wrong. Now, I think Ranger's above average. I do think he's an above average pitcher. But again, mm-hmm. and I think this is what Ruben Amaro was working at this morning, and what he said, my perception of Ruben's comment this morning, that
he's in rarefied air right now.
If we expected Ranger Suarez to keep an ERA under 2 for the entire season, we probably expected too much. He's not Clayton Kershaw. He's not Roy Halladay. He's not Pedro Martinez. I mean, this is Ranger Suarez. He's a good pitcher. I think he's an above average pitcher. I trust him in October. He gets big outs in October, and I'm thrilled he's here and on this team. It's going to help him try to win a World Series. But like, I'm not
surprised.
You can't
be asking him to do like stuff like that. I mean, it's new for him. That's basically what you're saying. It's new for him.
Well, to be this good for this long. I mean, he's had spurts of being really good for years and years. You know, now last few years, I should say. But it's, you know, to expect that for 6 months, I think. This is a combination of probably a dead arm, and I'm coming back down to earth. And then you, like you said, the family's here.
The family's here. Like I know people are probably listening and poo-pooing that, but man, I'm telling you, he has young children. And Joe, you know how it is being up late with your kids, enjoying time with your kids, and then your wife's here. That could take a toll on you a little bit. That changes your routine.
Well, I'm used to it because that's my life.
Yeah, that's your life.
But if they weren't around and they came home,
then it'd be there's a little bit of an adjustment.
Of course, Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Yo, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's
hey,
going
Rob.
On, man?
Yo, I'm going to bust out a line from Rocky for you, the Palma Ranger. You ready?
Yes.
Remember when he was training him? He goes, Rock, women weak in legs. That's a Palma Ranger, Hugh. The wife's home.
Right? I didn't, you know, I alluded to it real heavy. Somebody picked it up.
So, here's a question I have. When October rolls around and the stakes are really high, can we get Ranger like his own hotel room for a month? Just to, so we are. So
no, he'll be he should be adjusted by then.
I need focus, though. I need full focus.
Hopefully that stamina and routine will be built up by that.
It'll be different. Be a little different.
Listen, before I touch on the birds and I give you my answer, you know what I noticed, Joe and Hugh, with the Phils coming out of the All-Star break? Now, this is just me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're a little boring. It's like a little stale, Joe. I'm looking for this trade deadline for an injection, just a little pick me up. You know,
I agree. No, and I think we need it as fans, but I think they could use it too. It's almost like a little boost. Like, hey, we believe in you guys. Let's go win the World Series. We went and got this guy and this guy. Let's go.
And Hugh, you say this several times. This phrase, like, I'm going to die on that hill. I'm going to die on this hill with this comment with the manager. Okay, play Bryson Stott every day, Joe. I don't care what he does for the rest of the year. I won't complain at all on the radio anymore. Play this kid every day, unless he's played 20 games in a row, you want to give him a day off. Okay. Play every day this Bryson Stott. I don't want to see it no more. And unless they trade for an outfielder, put Marsh out there majority of the time. I just want to see what we got, Joe. We got enough talent around him that we can take a hit with these guys. I want to see his Bryson Stott. I thought he was a future All-Star. Perennial All-Star.
I did too. Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing how poor he's been for 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really done nothing for 2 months here.
And again, Hugh, I'm going to die on this hill with the quarterback, okay, Hugh? Because it all comes back to the quarterback.
Gotcha.
I want to see him excited. I don't even go around with the pom-poms. I just want to see, he looks at himself and says, man, I'm an NFL quarterback. I'm a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, a town where the people are passionate and crazy about our team. You know, we live and die with our squad. Every practice, every catch, every drop, every first down, no matter what it is. Like, I just want to see that he looks like, man, I got generational type money. I don't have to worry about money for the rest of my career, for the rest of my life, for my kids and their kids. You know what I mean? I just want to show, like, I don't know, Hugh, just like I'm excitement. Just like I'm proud to be a quarterback. I'm glad to be a quarterback. I'm living a dream right now. You know
I think
I mean?
I think he does. I think he. I just think it's different for him. I think he does, though.
I hope he does. Yeah. I hope
well, I want to see him tomorrow at the podium, Rob. Or after their first practice, I want to see him endorse Sirianni and sound like he's excited. I mean, today we're excited. We have hope today. I want him to feel. I want us to feel that from him.
I want to see some friendship bracelets, too. That's what I want to see.
Friendship, yes. Yeah. Bring those back. Bring the friendship.
All right, Rob. Give us a guess. Who's clues? Who are we talking about?
All right, Jerry, the truck driver, kind of led me down this road because my first thought was, who loved speed back in the day? Just Win, baby, right? Mm-hmm. Al Davis, right? So I'm going to go with Willie Gault.
That's a fun one. That's not it, Rob, but it's a fun one. Yeah, as far as the Jalen Hurts thing and showing enthusiasm, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world tomorrow if we see a nice big old smile from Jalen Hurts and him looking and sounding enthusiastic for the new offense, for the season, for the head coach. You know, this can't hurt Hugh if he goes out there tomorrow and he says the right things, he endorses Sirianni, and he looks enthusiastic about the season.
I think he will. I need to caution people for this because I feel like a lot of people are going to look at him and they're going to judge his enthusiasm by the way they feel it should be and not what it is for him. Because I think we have to be careful with this because I hear a lot of times, and we talk about how he's not enthusiastic or he doesn't do this or he's stoic on the sideline or whatever. Jalen's kind of always been that. Like, Jalen's had his moments when he had his success and even in his failures where you could see him having excitement. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we should read too much into that because I don't think that's his demeanor for the most part. Now, as far as his coach is concerned, like I said, if you give me something close to saying that you endorse your coach and that you push this behind you, I am totally okay with that. It doesn't have to be wearing a Nick Sirianni t-shirt.
That would work.
Yeah, smiling from ear to ear, talking about everything is fine because I feel like for him, that's not who he is. That's not what he's going to do. But I need him to not have pregnant pauses in his conversation when he's talked about the coach and just say, hey, something to the effect, like I said yesterday, hey, we're getting ready for the season to start. Hope springs eternal. Let's try to get to New Orleans.
So we talked a lot yesterday about what we wanted to hear Jalen Hurts say. What is our actual expectation? Like tomorrow when he gets up there, my guess is he's going to make us feel better than he did a month ago. Like he'll make an effort to do that. But he's not going to go all the way to say something to the effect of, Nick and I are great. I love Nick.
No, he's not about to prostitute himself.
I doubt he's actually going to do that.
He's not going to do that. I can't see Jalen. Like, I could definitely see us complaining about the way that he answered the question. Well, I'm not going to complain about it, but I can see some people. I'm not going to.
Well, what if he says something ridiculous? We won't complain?
I don't think he needs to. Like, if he says something ridiculous, that I would be surprised. That would be one of those ones where.
I would too.
I would. My feelings would be hurt a little bit. I would take that a little personal. I'd be like, come on, dog. You got to know the season's about to start. People are hanging on your every word. You can't come out there and just leave everybody hanging. That's bad mojo, man. That's bad mojo.
He's going to play dumb.
No, he's not going to.
Yes, he is. Like he did at the end of the season when they asked him about the Sirianni, leaving or whatever.
I didn't know he was going anywhere.
Yeah, and then the next time he talked, he's like, oh, I really didn't know. Like, I had no idea. Yeah, you do. He knows exactly what is.
So when you say,
you really don't think that? That's exactly what he did at the end of the year.
So when you say play dumb, it would truly be playing dumb because we know through the reports that are out there that they weren't happy. So, like, I feel like they probably talked to him, whether it be just PR or people like above, like, hey, we got to change the messaging here. So if he plays dumb, I mean, that's truly like lying to everybody. Like, he knows what's going on. Now, I think he's locked into what we're saying every day? I don't. But I think he's been told what you said at the end of minicamp.
Did not fly. That dog did not hunt.
Yeah, that caused a little bit of stir.
Well, so I don't think he's going to play dumb in that. Like, he's obviously going to make an effort to try and clean it up. But I think the playing dumb is going to be like, I really didn't know how to answer the question. Like, I genuinely just didn't know.
If he says that, I know you're not going to be okay with Kyle, but I'm okay with that. If he sits there and he says, I didn't really know how to answer the question, I apologize for that or something to that effect.
Yeah.
I can stomach that.
I'll tell you, we got some big upcoming press conference in Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni tomorrow morning at 9:30. They'll air that live on the morning show right before their first practice. Tomorrow at some point, Jalen Hurts, I think, is likely to speak. We don't have a time on that, but he's the franchise quarterback. I imagine he'll have an early training camp, maybe post-practice press conference. And then today at 1 o'clock right here on the Midday Show, we are going to air the Paul George introductory press conference as the Sixers
got a lot going on, man.
A lot going on, and I guess this was a little delayed.
What a time to be alive.
What's Paul been doing the last few weeks? He signed here, what, 3 weeks ago?
Been getting right, trying to find a crib in Philly, trying to figure out where we want to stay here.
Paul's going to find one before you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, because his requirements are probably a lot different than mine. Yeah. I don't need all that house he probably about to get with
he
his
does
family.
Have $212 million on a new contract.
He buying whatever he going in there talking about money ain't a thing.
Yeah, his might be a little bit different.
His got what they call that longest train smoke. Who was that dude that said that and got in trouble for shooting somebody?
Who did this?
A couple years ago. Played for, remember him and Wayne Corbett was hanging out? And he said something about his money was longer than train smoke. And he shot somebody. He shot dude.
This is a football. This is an NFL
basketball player.
Basketball player.
Can't think of his name.
All right, we'll figure that out. 215-592-9494. Let's grab David in Wilmington. Hey, David.
What's going on, guys? So I'm gonna get my guess out of the way. I'm gonna say Ron Brown.
Ron Brown.
Good guess. Not it, but a good guess. Right, what do you think on the Phils, David?
Dude, I'm hitting the panic button right now. Honestly, like, you got to beat the bad teams. We need another arm. We need a
Minnesota's not that bad, though.
No, Minnesota's a playoff. I think they're a playoff team. But to last weekend, David, they lost 2 out of 3 to Oakland. They're a bad team. So that point is on.
Well, the Pirates are bad, too. I mean, they're halfway decent, but they're still pretty bad. We still got a dollar.
Pirates are kind of scrappy, man.
I think they're average.
They're not that bad.
I would say Oakland's bad, Pirates are average, and then Minnesota's pretty good.
Oakland's really bad.
When you look at the baseball standings, man, there's a lot of teams that are, like, even though we have 63 wins, there's a lot of teams that are lumped up together.
Like at 50. There's a lot of 50.
There's a lot of teams like that.
Yeah, 500 teams. But go ahead, David.
And with the Eagles, it's like, I'm not going to even get hyped up until the actual real games start, because they're going to throw this vanilla stuff out there for the next couple months. So,
well, they're not going to show us anything. I mean, the people covering practice are going to see some differences with the offense. But, yeah, we're not going to – I doubt in the preseason if they're going to go out there and show us, like,
everything.
Yeah, so what makes you most hopeful, David? Is it Saquon?
Oh, yeah. I want to see how he's inserted in the offense.
Well, and how much they're going to use him
overall.
Yeah, and look, he could be a big part of that passing game. David, appreciate the phone call. I do think there's a real chance he's their third leading receiver this season. It's going to be some order of Devontae and AJ, 1-2, you know, 1-2, either way.
Totally agree.
Third, I think he gets more catches than Goddard, and we don't even know who the third receiver is. I mean,
I don't sound like it's going to make Goddard happy. That's a lot.
Well, Goddard.
Well, he's making the money. He is, but still, man, I feel like Goddard needs to be a bigger part of this offense this go-round in order to make everything, you know, kind of fit together better.
I think Goddard's at a crossroads of his career with the Eagles. He had his least catches since he became a starter last year. He didn't have a great yards per catch. He was injured again.
Yeah.
This
might be his last go-round.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Now, look, he maybe has a bounce back and has a great year, and he's a bigger part of this thing. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Guesses for Hughes Clues with your calls on the Phillies' concerns. Biggest reasons for hope with the Eagles as camp starts today. And we'll give you another reason for Eagles optimism when we get back. Some odds for the division. The odds are moving in a certain direction, and something Ross Tucker said yesterday about the Eagles' biggest competition. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio.